About 70 people turned out last night in Augusta for the first of two back-to-back hearings on the federal government's proposal to list Atlantic salmon as an endangered species on three of Maine's largest rivers. Advocates for listing say sharp declines in salmon populations show that the species is at risk of extinction. Ed Friedman is with the group Friends of Merrymeeting Bay, which filed suit earlier this year to have salmon listed as an endangered species on the Kennebec River. Friedman says turbines from hydropower projects pose some of the biggest threats to salmon migrating to and from the ocean.
Think of 50% mortality, which is real middle of the road. Four dams, start with 100 fish. Go through one dam, you have 50 fish. Go through the second dam, you have 25 fish. Third dam, you have 12 fish. Fourth dam, you have 6 fish, eels or salmon or whatever, to get through the ocean. That's a crime.
Representatives of the paper industry and public water utilities on the rivers say the proposed rules that would accompany the listing are unnecessary because Maine already has strict water quality standards. More on the story coming.
I'm Josie Huang. Maine paper companies, water treatment plants, and hydropower producers are among those urging the federal government not to add Atlantic salmon from the Androscoggin, Kennebec, and Penobscot rivers to the endangered species list. Salmon from 8 down east Maine rivers were listed 8 years ago, but the recovery continues to be slow. And now the government wants to take steps to protect the salmon in other rivers where they once thrived. As Susan Sharon reports, the state and others are suggesting a compromise to achieve the same goal.
About 70 people, both for and against salmon listing, showed up at the Augusta Civic Center Wednesday night to hear federal fisheries agencies explain the listing process and then take comments from the audience. There are strong feelings on both sides. Nick Bennett is a staff scientist with the Natural Resources Council of Maine. He says the agency's own data about the numbers of salmon in the Kennebec River tell him all he needs to know.
They estimate 150 to 200,000 fish in the Kennebec River historically, 21 in 2008. If that doesn't meet the definition of endangered under the Endangered Species Act, we don't know what would.
The federal agencies say the proposed listing is the result of scientific studies about the risk of salmon extinction and threats to salmon habitat. Atlantic salmon also live in the Saco, Merrimack, and Connecticut rivers further south. But the federal government is not proposing to include them for listing because of differences in life history, geography, and genetics of the fish that once inhabited those rivers. With listing comes the designation of critical habitat, areas essential to the conservation of a species, and which may require special management or protection. That makes industry groups nervous. Jeremy Payne is with a group called the Independent Energy Producers of Maine.
Initiating a proposed listing that may require further restrictions on dam operations may cause the state and or the region to increase its dependence on older fossil fuel generation to an even greater degree than it is today.
Given the Maine legislature's 2006 directive to increase new renewable sources of energy 10% by 2017, Payne calls the proposed listing ill-timed at best and overly burdensome and unnecessary at worst. Carlton Wilcox, an engineer who says he's worked in the water quality industry for 20 years, doubts that any salmon remain in the Androscoggin River. He says he grew up on a hog farm near the river and remembers its stench as an affront to his senses.
It was scum, thick layer of scum that would go from bank to bank. Generally, you would never see the water at all. The seagulls would walk across the scum, and occasionally a scum bird would break away, and you would see the black septic water beneath. And I am extremely doubtful there was any living salmon in that river. I'd say the Androscoggin Rift salmon were extinct.
Wilcox questions how the fish can be endangered or threatened today when there's an average of 6 hatchery-raised salmon that come back to the Androscoggin every year, and when state water quality standards are already protective of cold water fish. Members of the Maine Pulp and Paper Association say the Androscoggin should not be included at this time, and they say if the agencies choose to move forward with the other rivers, salmon should be listed as threatened rather than endangered. It's a position shared by Commissioner George LaPointe of the Department of Marine Resources.
And we think the science justifies it. And what it does is it puts the state in a better partnership position. You know, we have done a bucket load of work in the last decade on salmon. The Penobscot River Project, the Sea Run Fisheries Bureau, and all the cooperative work we've done. So we just think that we should build on that rather than replace it with the more harsh endangered listing.
Even the Atlantic Salmon Federation, one of the groups that filed suit a decade ago to get Atlantic salmon on the endangered species list in 8 Downeast rivers, says threatened status makes more sense in this case. Andy Good is the group's vice president for U.S. programs.
In this case, we accept that hatcheries are playing an important role in the restoration of the species to get us from where we are today, which is very low numbers, back to self-sustaining numbers. And so we view hatcheries as a short-term instrumental tool in recovering the species. And by accepting the role of hatcheries, then we're supporting a threatened species because we don't feel salmon are at risk of imminent threat of extinction.
If that were the case, Good says he would be supporting an endangered listing, which potentially includes more restrictions for industries and sportsmen who use the rivers. A final decision by the federal agencies is due in April. The rules require that the decision to list a species be based solely on science. Economic considerations come later in the process. The agencies will hold a second public hearing tonight in Brewer. For MPBN News, I'm Susan Sharon.